Eos and Tithonus. The love life of Selene's sister Eos was no less tumultuous. Some time ago, the goddess of the dawn had emerged from a dramatically disastrous affair with the god of war. When Aphrodite, Ares' jealous lover, found out about the liaison, she ordained in her heart that Eos would never find joy in the one realm in which Aphrodite was sovereign, love. Eos was a full-blooded titaness with all the appetites of that race. Moreover, as bringer of the dawn, she believed in the hope, promise, and opportunity heralded by each new day. And so, over the years, Eos stumbled with tragic optimism from relationship to relationship, each one doomed by Aphrodite's curse, of which she was blithely unaware. The cougarish Eos was especially drawn to young mortal men. Just as Selene had abducted Cephalus, so Eos tried to do the same thing to a youth called Clytus, which led to heartbreak, for he was mortal and died in what to her was the twinkling of an eye. There must have been something in the air of Troy in those days. Laomedon, the nephew of Zeus's beloved cupbearer Ganymede, had a son called Tithonus, who grew up to be quite his great-uncle's equal in beauty. Tithonus was perhaps a little slighter, slimmer, and smaller in stature than Ganymede, but this made him no less desirable. He had a laughing sweetness that was entirely his own and made him enchanting and irresistible. You just wanted to put an arm round him and own him forever. One afternoon, Eos saw this exquisite young man walking on the beach outside the walls of Ilium. All her numberless dalliances, abductions, crushes and flings, even the affair with Ares, all these, she now realized, had been but childish whims, meaningless infatuations. This was the real thing. This was it.